Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And by the time this comes out, it will be 1 week closer to the fat, jolly guy coming down the chimney, getting all the credit for all the hard work. Your black ass is done.
You
all
right. Cut it out.
It's Michael Whiff.
Somebody telling you to cut it out.
Oh, that's you, Tatiana.
Yeah.
My humble.
Exactly, Grinch.
Poor
girl.
I humbug.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, thank you all for tuning to the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast.
It's Christmas.
All you hardworking people out there that don't get no credit for putting that shit in their stockings.
Oh, you're so mean. Why are you so vulgar today? You're the real bah humbug. Gonna get some coal in your damn stocking.
Won't even ever stop.
You sure right, because even if I put coal in it, it'll fall out because it's a hole in the toe.
You know why I ain't got no, you know why I ain't got no stocking? Because guess what, folks? I got an unneed mitt. It needs to be made.
What? An unneed?
So we're gonna keep piggybacking off what we talked about last week about these kids in college. Man, this goddamn college is
but you
high.
Meant, you meant unmet need, right?
Yeah, well, I said unmet
no,
need.
No. You said unneed met.
Oh shit, they know what I meant. Yeah, so we piggybacking off what we talked about last week. Talking about, you know, schools and scholarships and monies and my brain just been braining. I was sitting up here looking like, damn. I went to school for 4 years. I ain't spent a dime, I don't think.
Really? Michael, really?
I don't think. Might have been a couple of dimes. A
couple of dimes.
2 pennies.
A couple of dollars.
You know, but, you know, we were talking about that last week. You know, like, damn. You know, somebody talking about 10K a semester.
Yeah, that's right.
10K a semester?
Those numbers don't seem right.
For some schooling?
Or the grant. Ain't no grant.
Shit. Yeah, man, the government said, fuck
just,
us.
Hey, just like in the business world, too.
Oh, shit, y'all. Yeah. You out here on your own.
That's pretty accurate, I would say.
But yeah, but also what we talking about, the unneed met.
Unmet need.
That part. Unmet need is what we talking about, is when after all the scholarships been applied, after all the FAFSA, what's it called, financial aid?
FAFSA. Free application for federal student aid.
Yep. After that, and all the academic and sports stuff has been applied. And they still say, hey, it's going to cost y'all, child, such and such thousands of dollars per 5 to 6 month increments
to attend
this university.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that means somebody got to pay the bill.
Somebody got to. Are you going to get those loans?
And we talked about that last week. You know, the certain type of loan you might be looking for. Because let's be honest, man, this student loan is a racket. I mean, it's honestly designed to keep grown people in debt. Because, you know.
It's keeping everybody in debt. It's got the poor students in debt by the time they get out of school. It's got the grown people that was pulling their heart. I started yawning, right? Sorry. Pulling that card. They in debt too, right? Everybody in debt.
Yeah, so I mean, how do Americans get off on a good foot if by the time you 22, 23 years old, you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in the hole?
Yeah, already you're in debt before you even get started,
and then you don't get the $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 job. You're going to get that 24, 25.
Well, I hope.
Maybe 40, 42, 45 if you're lucky.
Hope it's a little bit better than that now.
I mean, it's
I don't know. I'm not in entry level.
Well, no. What do you mean just in entry level? I mean, the economy is still not economizing. It's not economically sound. When you turn around and look, what they doing with their businesses? Shutting the doors. But then, if I'm somebody that's spending all my time and spent my last 3-4 years in college, and now it's time for me to go to the what? To the real world. Where do I go?
To the job applications.
That's
the next step.
I mean, but you know, for the person, you know, just sitting around here looking like, all right, you finna commencement, walk across this stage.
Mm-hmm. What next?
You got your diploma that says that you were organized enough to survive college.
Yeah.
And keep a GPA high enough to say that you actually learned something.
Or was good at memorization. Either way, checks the box for conferment.
Make it till you make it.
Yeah.
You done made it across the stage. And then after you cross that stage, everybody cheers and roars. Go out to eat. Go out to dinner. Then the week after that, you like, I ain't got no job. And I'm in debt.
Yeah. And I don't have anything lined up, you know, in sight.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's got to be hard to get stuff lined up right now, especially just for people that have been in this job.
That's what I was about to say. People with the experience can't line nothing up. I mean, it's rejection after rejection every day.
Yeah, I mean,
you see people talking about it, like, on those, you know, other social media platforms that are supposed to be 100% professional.
Oh, you talking about them folk that ain't talking about shit.
Well, it's just the social media platforms. You know, yeah. I don't like to name the platforms.
I just said they ain't talking about nothing because they supposed to be helping you get jobs and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then every time you turn around, they're making a post about their life.
Yeah, what's going on with them.
Yeah, you like, they got the job
movement. But then I guess they're trying to like be transparent and be like, oh, it's not just happening to you, it's happening to me too.
This happened to me 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Or as a kid say 6, 7, I don't know.
Still ain't figured that out, but yeah. Okay.
Still lost in the sauce on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we sitting up here, like you say, piggybacking off last week's conversation, dealing with the, you know, the unmet need that you're trying to figure out if you got a child getting ready to go to college. I mean, if you got a child right now in the 10th, 11th grade, you might be trying to look at this now, too. Because the price don't go down.
Nah.
It's only going up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I say, Miss Parker, she went to school. You know, she had all the great scholarships.
I did.
She took care of her business.
I did.
Me, I footloose and fancy free my way through a couple of them and finagled my way through another one. That don't work right now.
Uh-uh.
Because if you're finagling, ain't finagling.
Loopholes not there.
Boy, no Pell Grants ain't no Pell Grant no more.
Mm-mm.
And let's just be honest, if you make a decent amount of dollar,
boy,
they ain't gonna help you merch.
Yeah, that FAFSA is like a joke.
Yeah, they ain't gonna help merch.
The FAFSA is a whole joke, like a whole comedic moment.
It's like, what are you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, don't let your child get a major that's just not some regular major that's everywhere.
Right.
You know, I wanted my baby to go to HBCU, but, you know, most of them don't carry her major.
No, they don't.
And so it's like, damn, want her to have that experience, want her to be with the peoples. But the peoples ain't offering what she needs.
No, and don't get it, you know, like, don't be mistaken. There are pathways. It's just, you know, you have to choose. Do you want to kind of piecemeal it together for and find the pathway? Or would you prefer to just be able to go somewhere where it's already established? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you ain't trying to make it hard on yourself.
Right.
Because let's be honest, people don't give you no more credit than what you get on that diploma.
No.
It ain't going to say what all hell you've been through.
Mm-mm.
It's just going to say you survived.
Yeah, you made it.
You made it to the end. Get this piece of paper and move home.
You made it through the polar bear plunge.
All that. And the next thing you know, the real world is standing right there at the end of
mm-hmm. it. Like it.
All the little red beans floating around.
How many balloons? It's the teeth. All them different rows of teeth when he opens his mouth.
I'm gonna bite you. Yeah, they come to tear patch out your ass. But you ain't got too long before you got to start paying on them student loans.
Oh, that's funny. Like, no, they don't actually bite you. They just kind of like freeze you in time, put
Yeah,
you in a
freeze
catatonic
your
state.
accounts, freeze your money,
Right,
freeze
don't
your
hurt
way of
them.
living. It's rough.
It is. It absolutely is.
But this is the crazy thing. Once you get through high school, you go to college. College is supposed to be that time where you explore and understand and find out about yourself, right? And then by the time you through doing all that, your ass broke.
I'm trying to say, you tired.
And don't you tired and
You
you broke.
tired.
Like you may be tired, broken, in debt with a diploma.
It's broke. Well, it's, I was going to say, it's broken in debt, considered the same.
No, you can be broke and be and have 0 debt. Just broke. Got no money to spend. Your debt could be
Yeah,
zero.
you're right. You can be broke and have 0 debt.
Yeah. Got
You
that
can have some
diploma.
money and have be in debt up to your eyeballs. It goes hand in
Yeah,
hand.
we talked about the dude that was gonna marry the lady that had $100,000 in debt a few episodes
Credit
back.
card debt.
Credit
And it was
cards.
a lot of people, it was some people saying it's just debt. And it was some people saying, don't put that on your plate. I personally am like, don't put that on your plate.
Man, don't put that nowhere near me.
I don't want it.
Plate or unplate it.
I don't want it.
We just wanted to run on through here a little bit. I know a lot of people are still trying to finish up their shoppings, sprees, charging it up, running up the bill,
Charging it up.
charging it up, running amok in these stores.
I'm okay.
Hopefully y'all supporting some of y'all friends' businesses.
Oh, that sounded shady.
Oh, I'm just saying to just be for real. Hopefully y'all supporting some of y'all friends' businesses, hitting them up, give them a little of that holiday cheer spending too.
Oh my God, whatever.
But yeah, we really appreciate y'all tuning in today. Hey, getting closer to that holiday season, a lot of people are out and about traveling. Be safe out there, folks. It's a lot going on. A lot of people in a rush to get to wherever they're going.
I'm just really trying to figure out why exactly are you like elongating and accentuating your words today. Like, what the hell are you doing? They in a rush. Like, you sound like an
Rush.
old southern preacher when they draw them words out at the end.
Oh, and I'm hanging on to that last verb.
Yeah, that right there.
Oh, okay.
That right there.
Little Southern preacher.
Far from it.
Hey, I see you in my head. You see me out loud.
Far from it.
Hey, listen, that. But hey, the next time y'all hear our voice too, I'll be a year older.
Yeah.
After this
Happy
year.
birthday.
You too.
I didn't say nothing about me. I never said I was about to be a year older.
Well,
You can kiss my
you just born on my birthday.
whatever. I don't have time. I don't have time for this.
Because Ms. Parker don't have time to be born on my birthday. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to another Watch with the Hook Wednesdays. Catch y'all next time.